My dear people, let me start by wishing you all a blessed Easter. Times like this reminds me why I never say Happy Easter, since I know that it is not always a happy time for so many. But we can all say Blessed Easter, as we know and believe that on this day, our Lord showered us with the gift of the promise of eternal life, the gift of the triumph of life over death. But if we believe that Christ is victorious and we are Easter people, we may ask ourselves, why is the virus allowed to dictate the terms of how we live, encumbering us and even harming us? It is difficult to reconcile, but in the midst of a crisis such as this, we are then graciously forced to look anew at the radical Christian claim that death has been defeated. And for us Christians, it means that we have to remember that God does not merely offer us an escape from death and suffering, but He offers us a radical fulfillment by becoming one of us, taking all that we are, including our wounded nature, our frailty, even our mortality, and transforming it, giving and revealing in it all a meaning and an orientation that could previously not be seen. And what can we now see? That despite every appearance, sometime in the end, love does triumph over hatred. That peace does triumph over chaos, that forgiveness does triumph over bitterness, that hope does triumph over cynicism, that virtue does triumph over sin, and that life triumph over death. My dear people, good does triumph over evil, always. Look at all that is happening during these troubling times. These days, I see the power of resurrection in all and in everything that is done around us that shows that reality. Indeed, let us all open our eyes and see the power of God at work in everything that is loving and life-giving around us. The great Gandhi once said, "Over the centuries, there have been lots of murderers and tyrants. For a time, they may have looked like they were invincible, but in the end, they always fall." My dear people, the resurrection more forcibly makes that point. God has the last word. In these days, especially during this Easter time, we are asked as believers to trust that truth, that in the end, evil, like this virus, will not have the last word. It will fall. Indeed, good will eventually triumph. And so before I leave you to listen to the Holy Father's homily, which you will find below, I want you to keep in prayers Rachel, Damien, and Dixon, who would have been baptized at the Easter Vigil Saturday, and also Joanne, who would have been received in the church at this time. They are longing to join us in worship, and they have been preparing for this for a long time, but I say to them, soon it will happen. As you can see in a photo above, Father Giorgio has the church ready for them, and with the new Paschal candle already lit. And to tell you the truth, I cannot wait to be able to stand with them and you and be able to renew our baptismal vows together and profess loudly who we are and what we believe, gathered in our holy ground here at Our Lady, Queen of the World. Blessed Easter indeed to all of you.